I think we'll have more dialogue, and I think that we'll start to have a little bit more focused dialogue after today's conversation. Yes, I do believe that it was productive. I learned that we do need to have more information surrounding the policy in which we will have access to look at footage and who will own the footage of if we decide to implement body cams, and that's something that's very important. I also learned that the Office of the Sheriff is interested in helping the legislature find the funds, which before this conversation, I wasn't confident that they were willing to do so.
Do you think that the Sheriff's Department needs to have the cameras now?
Body cams are a common practice nationally. I believe Erie County is behind the ball when it comes to providing this type of transparency for the public and for the road deputies. So, yes, it is something that we need to catch up to with the rest of the country.
But even though he had said today, he gave out all this information about why it would be tough to have it now, you still support the fact that they
yes,
need it now, or are you still willing to wait for a little bit longer?
Well, there's work that needs to be done, clearly. We cannot do it now because we're not prepared. We have policies to develop. We have funding to find. We have two offices. We have the legislature and the Office of the Sheriff. They have to find ways to work together, which the committee and both the Sheriff's Office said that they are willing to do. In a perfect world, we do need them yesterday because, like I said, we are behind the ball.
Based on the stats that the sheriff and some of the members of the office gave, and then the numbers and the idea that the legislature would have to shell out some money for this, do you think, based on those statistics, that it's worth the amount of money that you'll be spending every year on it?
Transparency is always going to be key when it comes to public safety. You cannot put a dollar amount on a road deputy's protection or a civilian's protection when it comes to any type of malpractice. So, no, I just believe that we have to make it a priority, and we will see where priorities lie as this continues to unfold.
What's the bigger shot you learned about today about the cost or even the background tech support that you may not have been aware of before this whole thing?
I think it's the access to have to be able to reach the footage. That's key. That's why we have body cams, to be able to review footage and to see in real time what actually occurred in instances that deal with law enforcement in Erie County. So the fact that there are statutes put in place that could limit that a little bit, or we would not know who would have access to get to it, is something that is extremely alarming, and that's the first step that you want to figure out before you push for funding or to implement them. How do we get the footage? If we implement body cams and we don't have access to the footage, or there's limited if there's limited options to get to it, then we found ourselves in a huge dilemma.
Talks about transparency kind of struck a nerve with the sheriff during the committee meeting today. Do you think, though, that they are being transparent in the process? And, you know, given that what the sheriff had said about the sheriffs are doing everything in their power to be transparent, do you think it's enough?
I think that they answered questions to the best of their ability. I don't know why the sheriff's office is defensive when we ask clarifying questions as to malpractice or issues or lawsuits that come up from deputies in that office. I think every office in every facet of anything has people who fall short sometime. And we also have the fact that these road deputies could be further protected by wearing the body cam. So the fact that there was an offense taken by my line of questioning, or this idea that I'm making an assumption that there is intentional wrongdoing, or that the road deputies are not out there laying their lives on the line for all of the residents of Erie County, I think that's a very defensive stance to take. Like I said, body cams is something that is becoming a cultural norm. We have other municipalities within Erie County that are starting to implement this process. There is absolutely no reason why Erie County doesn't catch up and do the same.
How soon would you like another meeting with the sheriff to further talk about body cameras?
As soon as we get the answers to some of the questions that we had today. So if that were to happen at next week's committee, then I welcome it, because I do believe that this is something that we all need to make a priority.